For almost a century, the dinosaur exhibit in the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Pittsburgh has been leaving visitors slack-jawed. The collection is one of the best known in the world, with 15 soaring skeletons, including many that are several stories high. The museum wants to make sure the exhibit will last another 100 years, so they're taking it apart, bone by bone, and shipping each piece off for cleaning and further restoration. And then they plan to put it all back together again. Well, when it comes to the task of disarticulating dinosaurs, there's one man to call, and his name is Phil Fraley. He owns Phil Fraley Productions in Hoboken, New Jersey, and he joins us now. There are 15 skeletons there in Dinosaur Hall at the Carnegie Museum. Where did you begin this task?
We're starting with the Allosaurus, which happens to be the first dinosaur that you see when you walk into the existing hall. And from there, we will move to the larger specimens, Apatosaurus, Diplodocus, and T-Rex.
I'm sure that this is a very complicated and laborious process, but if you could sort of quickly walk us through this, how you take the skeleton apart, box it up, and where you ship it, and then how you plan to put it all together again.
The first place that we start is how do you begin to lift these very fragile pieces and take them apart and not do any further damage to them. The fossil bone material tends to be very heavy, so one femur of the specimen can weigh somewhere in the neighborhood of 700 to 900 pounds. So we design special rigging equipment that allows us to lift them safely and then lower them to the ground, move them to our studio in New Jersey where we will do the restoration work.
Is it harder to take the skeletons apart or put them back together?
I would say that remounting the specimens for me is probably more challenging, and the reason for that is because we need to now reconfigure the specimens and to pose them in a scientifically accurate pose that represents current scientific thought on, for instance, the locomotion of the animal or other behaviors that paleontologists have begun to understand.
Well, what have we learned? How might you change their poses?
Certain characteristics of walking and locomotion, the flexibility that the animals had, how fast they could walk, some of the theropods, or in this instance, Allosaurus, T-Rex, possibly traveled in packs. So these are some of the things that we've learned.
Are you pretty good at picking most things apart and putting them back together?
Well, my wife would say that I'm pretty good at taking things apart and not being able to put them together. You know, sometimes I have an uncontrollable urge just to go and take things and take them apart, and then once they're apart, it's kind of like, oh, well, that's how that went.
Well, Phil, it's been great talking to you. Good luck with this task.
Well, thank you, Michelle. I certainly appreciate it.
Phil Fraley has just started taking apart the dinosaur skeletons at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Pittsburgh. You can check out the task ahead of him at our website, npr.org.